Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches.
Betches Media presents...
I'm putting the pussy up on a pedestal.
Let me finish.
I was half a virgin when I met him.
With host Taylor Jackson...
When I RSVP to a party, I make it my business to come.
And Abby Lloyd...
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Let me finish.
I'll have what she's having.
Because we all deserve more than 2 minutes.
I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish.
Action, and we're back for another week of Let Me Finish with your hosts, Taylor Jackson
and Abby Lloyd. I'm so excited to be here as your first guest here.
Thank you so much. I'm ecstatic to have you a part of this. It's probably the first and the last time, okay?
Okay, yeah, I get it.
I'd be a horrible from the guest. You've been fired from the show, and that's that. Cut the camera, Sean. This is over. Bye.
Kidding. Bye, guys.
It's not canceled.
It is canceled. The only reason it's canceled is because Taylor sucks in general.
Thank you.
We have not spoken for just about a week now.
Yeah.
What essentially happened, I'm just going to take it back a couple steps.
Great.
She went on some type of boat trip, I'm assuming, and then I never heard from her again. This was last weekend.
Yeah.
And so instead of shit my roommate does when drunk, I want to do shit my co-host does when drunk.
Oh.
And because I hate you so much, I thought that this could be like a passive aggressive, like, get my thoughts out, because you have also ruined my week. So your week was ruined too. Now my week is ruined.
And I'm just here to fact check, I guess, because I will listen.
You're here to fact check. I actually have no idea what happened, because this is literally the first time that we've talked.
I know.
So,
and actually, like, not even lying.
This isn't, because, okay, so essentially what happened is she went on some boat trip with all her dumb friends, and so I'm assuming something, she said she slipped. I don't know. She must have been blacked out, because you have a drinking problem, as me and you both know. And you blacked out, phone into the Hudson River, that is.
Yes.
Not Hudson, the guy you're fucking. And there was...
Now let me fact check things.
There was no recovery, and now you still don't have a phone.
It's because fucking Verizon sucks. They suck.
They don't suck. Verizon's a good brand.
Okay, Miss Sprint. Like, literally, what do you have? Like,
the
butterfly phone?
How do you know
that? What's that called? What's that
phone
called? How do
you know that? You know I have the most updated phone, first of all. Go fuck yourself.
Okay? Yeah, you have fucking Sprint. That's not uploaded. Or do you have...
Loaded,
what
updated.
Was it?
don't test me right now, bro. I'm pissed off. Just say what you did this weekend and why your life sucks.
Okay, but listen, there is good parts to this for you and me. Okay?
I doubt it.
And I need you to open your mind, your heart, to understand that.
I don't.
Guys, me and Abby are like in a blowout fight right now. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, so.
She's not kidding. I'm not kidding.
Every summer, five of my friends and I, well, we started last summer. So for the past two summers, we go on a sailboat.
So the second tradition.
A sailboat cruise around the Hudson. For those of you that aren't New York City or New Jersey locals, it is the river that divides the two states. So you can, like, when you go on the sailboat, like, you see, like, the Statue of Liberty, you see the New York skyline, like, it's cool.
And that gets you off.
And it gets me off, exactly. First time ever. No, I'm just kidding. Or am I? Anyway, so it's the second annual one.
I hate it here. I hate it here.
Anyway, so it was supposed to be a 1:30 cruise to 4:30. Then Captain canceled because it was going to rain. So we were all frantic. We're like, we're still going on this fucking boat. Like, we got fucking catering. Like, we got the whole fucking thing because #rich.
Not rich.
Anyway, so we find this boat from this man that just has his own little company out of New York. And it's from, he's like, I have a 9 p.m. to midnight cruise. Terrible idea. But of course, we're like, fuck yeah.
We love it.
So we're drinking all day because it's like, supposed to go on a 1:30 and it was canceled at noon. But like, we had already been pre-gaming. Yeah. So it's like, oh, whatever. Yeah, let's just make this thing.
You can't stop the pre-game mid-pre-game.
Thank you. And 9 p.m. is late, ladies and gentlemen. It's fucking late. Anyway, we board the ship.
You're not going to see that Statue of Liberty with that at nighttime.
Yeah, she's lit up. She was gorge. I just wouldn't have the pictures to prove it. Anyway, we load the boat and the captain's sweet as fucking pie. We actually find out later that he cruises Pete Davidson and John Mulaney.
Don't know the other one.
Show me a photo. Yeah, we're getting on.
Okay. Taylor, like, the fact that he's even near Pete Davidson, we need to get on that boat.
And I'll be wearing a bow tie and I'll cater food to him. I'll be a shipmate, you know? Like, what are those called?
I'll just be like, I'll be like rigging the boat, rigging it. Hey, come on, guys. I'll be scraping the muscles off the bottom. Hey, come on.
We'll get the sails up like this. You'll hoist me up on your shoulders and I'll like do that.
And I'm imagining Curious George and the tall the yellow man hat.
Putting on a show, like a circus. We're the entertainment.
Pete would be like, hey, dude, can you get these like girls off the boat?
They're real quick. Thank you. No, but see, that is what I'm talking about. I sidetracked the story, but that is the good part about this story because now I have contact to that man, aka
we'll see if you ever
things
use
are
that.
Meant to be. Okay, great. Anyway, so 20 minutes into the sail, there's like a bow there. If you guys don't know what a bow is, it's like the top of the boat where you're like Titanic-ing, you know?
Where do you, like, I hate you. Okay, you're Titanic-ing.
Anyway. So I am the first one to get up there by myself. Everyone says, careful, careful, Taylor. I said, I know. I have a drink, a red cup in my hand, and then the phone also in my hand, like so. And it's very wobbly and very scary on this sailboat. So I stand up and I lose a little bit of my balance, but I'm up. I take a one breath of relief. I'm like, here goes phone. Phone does a double backflip twist
you see it happening.
Slow-mo. I watch it happen. Kerplunk. It goes into the Hudson.
Kerplunk.
And everyone says, well, why wouldn't you like reach for it? If I had reached for it, my ass would have been doing double backflips into the Hudson.
Here's the thing. And I get it. I think I would die for my phone. You know that.
Yeah.
So I would then be in the Hudson. And I would be the fat girl in the Hudson. Yes, searching.
At 9 p.m. in the pitch black dark.
There'd be a shark and I'd get eaten.
The first shark ever in the Hudson eats girl looking for a phone. Yeah, that's the headline the next day. Anyway, I was literally, I think it was a sign from God because I got up there to get my first Insta story. And if you guys don't follow me on Instagram already, please do, you would have known that
you're constantly doing like little plugs for yourself.
I mean, whatever. Self-care. If you follow me, if I did have a phone all night, I mean, it would have been obnoxious. Like, it would have been thousands of posts. So you're welcome, everyone, that I lost my phone so you didn't have to deal with that.
Yeah.
And I didn't do anything stupid on my phone that night. So that's a plus. I like to look at the positives of these things.
Yeah, because you would have done something bad.
Uh-huh.
Definitely bad. Oh, by the way,
it was a brand new phone. I've had it for, it was my first phone I ever bought, like, for myself. So I spent about $1,200 on it, $13. And I had it for 2 weeks, and down it goes. But
do you have insurance?
Yeah, I had insurance. Still had to pay $250 for a replacement. That doesn't fucking work. I'm so over it. I really should have listened to myself in fifth grade when I said I wanted to be Amish, and I'm being dead ass.
I think now it would be the time to go back.
Wait, oh my God. I just had a vision. Today on my bridge walk, Abby, I shit you not, I was walking and I saw two Amish women walking the bridge.
And they looked at you like the devil.
They said, come.
And you did it. You know I'm Quaker. You could be Amish, I could be Quaker. And we could just do our thing together.
That's like a fun little brand bit. We could like rebrand a bit.
But we could rebrand the Quaker and the Amish.
Yes.
We would rebrand them.
We would rebrand the entire culture of them. They would love that.
Yeah, they would love that. So
that's that.
Yeah, so that's that. So you need to stop drinking. That's what I got out of that.
Was it because I was drinking? I was on a rocky sailboat.
Okay, sure. I mean, yeah, I've made excuses too. I get it.
But I did have a drink in my hand. I get it, okay? Maybe sure. I'm in denial, whatever.
Yeah. So your boyfriend, did you go on a date with him? Oh, yes or no?
It's just like this was a humbling week for me and all. I also got ghosted, guys, remember?
Right.
Last week. I'm laughing at myself.
So I guess I just want to know why. You don't text first. What's that about?
Yeah, because if he's the one telling me, so he's the one that told me, oh, I'll look up a few places and then I'll text you
and
let you know.
This is the problem. You give me advice as though, I mean, you give me good advice. Why can't you take your own advice?
Because I can't.
Text him first. Well, now you can't because you were clearly ghosted, but the next guy.
But it's not like I did anything weird. Maybe he found this podcast. Maybe he, I don't know. But the last thing I said was, okay, sounds good. And that was Tuesday night. And then we were supposed to do something on Thursday because he was supposed to text me because he was picking the place, making reservations, quote unquote. Ugh.
Quote unquote.
And I'm sitting there on Thursday.
I just
and
spit.
I'm like, time is ticking. It's 5:00. I said, so help me God. He texts me at 7 p.m. Then I'm not going because that's fucked up. And he'd be like, meet me at 7:30 when my ass would have to haul to fucking New York City. No, that's not happening. So honestly, once it passed the point of like 6 p.m., I'm like, I hope he doesn't text me.
Right.
And you got your wish. I'm not doing it. And I got my wish because guess what? Just like that, he hasn't texted me for over a week.
He hasn't texted me, guys. So, you know, everything's going to be fine. It's been a humbling week overall for you.
And I think it's a fresh start for me. New phone.
Where's the fresh start? Where is it?
I think right now that was my cue.
Yeah. So you've reached such a low that now you have the only way up. Rock bottom. Do you guys need anything?
Instead of rock bottom, I reached the bottom of the Hudson. So
actually, side note, and then let's read some emails. I saw this really funny tweet. Actually, yeah, that's funny. The bottom of the Hudson. Someone tweeted like, men be like, I know a spot, and then bring you all the way down to rock bottom. And that, like, I have never related to more
in my life.
I'm always at rock bottom.
Yeah.
I know a spot. Let me come with you. He takes me there. And I can't recover.
And you stay because you like get comfortable there. Like
I'm comfortable, Taylor.
I've been living at rock bottom for like 6 years now. And honestly, the weather's great down there. Like it's great. Like don't fucking knock it till you try it, everybody.
What I picture rock bottom is the SpongeBob episode where he's trying to get the bus. And he can't.
And he's like,
and he cannot get the bus. And he's like, and I do.
You're literally like, that guy.
Like, but I, like, that's me trying to get at, like, I'm constantly, I'm trying to better myself. Like, I'm always trying to better myself. And I cannot catch this fucking bus.
The bus is just fucking, you're missing the bus. You're missing the fucking school bus every single day. And you got to catch a ride. And you just can't catch that ride.
Can't.
And the thing is with me, I don't even try to catch the bus anymore. I'm just living life comfortably.
Yeah, you have a house in Rock Bottom. You stay there.
Mansion, baby.
That's the difference between me and you.
You try, I don't.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
All right, enough about talking about our, like, great lives. Let's dive ourselves into a listener email.
And I don't think that's the right word.
These bitches out. It's not at all. Okay, you want to read? You want me to read?
I'm scared to read.
You okay, go. Hey. I'm here for you, baby girl, okay?
Thank you. Oh, wait, also side note, just quick. People are starting to DM me and they will send the correct word to use when we mess up. I'm sorry, stop doing that. I'm dumb and I don't need that type of hate speech in my
hate mail. No, I don't need the hate mail.
I don't need this hate mail. I know I can't read. So go on. And you can't read either.
Exactly. I really can't read. Okay. Hey, Abby and Taylor. Just started listening and totally love the content, especially during quarantine. I need your guys' opinion on how I should move forward in this debacle I've had with a long-term friend / hookup buddy. I've had this close friend for about 10 years, and we've been hooking up on and off for about 5 of those years in between other guys I've dated. I've tried to distance myself during times when I'm single and maintain a friendship, but I find myself going back to him because we've known each other so well for so long. We have intense sexual chemistry and we enjoy being around each other. I've tried to set a precedent that I don't want to be just physical anymore without actually dating, but he's in a different place in life than me and doesn't want to date me. He lives at home, doesn't make much effort, responds, but doesn't make further plans, etc.
She had to throw in that he lives at home. She had to throw that dig in there.
She loves that. We went a whole year without anything physical happening between us, but with quarantine and some really bad luck with the dating apps on my part, I hit him up and we started hanging out again. Obviously, a few times into hanging out, we had great sex given all the year-long tension. I'm between a rock and a hard place because it was a struggle to verbalize what I want between us because I've said it before and nothing has changed. He responded with, "Let's just see where this goes." Ugh. We're in the same friend group, so completely unfollowing and shutting him out isn't the best option to get over him. I know I need some tough love right now, and I already know that it's obvious he doesn't want anything serious, and his response says that clearly. We're all going on a group trip for a friend's birthday in about 2 weeks, and I just want some advice on what I should say to set some boundaries again and have some self-control. Totally appreciate it, because I'm not saying totes, preach.
Yeah.
Always just an option.
Oh, that also, was sad. Her email signature is sad. Don't make it sad.
You are not always just an option. This guy just doesn't know what's right in front of him.
He doesn't know what's right in front of him, baby girl. Okay, so what are your thoughts? Immediate thoughts.
Well, let me collect them after I just read like 7 pages of a novel, Abigail.
2 paragraphs. Also, she had a lot of big words, so I get it.
Verbalize, I was just going to say, thank you for precedent, debacle. Thank you for testing me. I appreciate this. I do need it. Anyway.
I hate us. I mean, my immediate thoughts were like, this guy has to be cut off.
Yeah.
Like yesterday.
I think my immediate thought, and then we'll move into like what we really think is that she's making excuses and holding him to a higher standard than she should.
Yeah. I think that girls like get this they see like little things that guys do and they're like, oh my God, he's like doing this for me. Or like, oh my God, he like, the sexual chemistry is so great between us. Like, I don't like, it's definitely like, we're going on this trip together, blah, 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 blah. And like, it's, you just have to take everything with like, this man doesn't want anything.
No.
And that's okay.
And that is okay. That means that he is just not like it.
He's not it. I've been trying to give myself, I've been trying, like, anything that I'm about to say, I'm imagining somebody else saying to me and what I would say. Because some of the things I say are fucking nuts. And if somebody said that to me, I'd be like, you need to go to a doctor, like a therapist ASAP. Mm-hmm. So like that's if some, like really someone's good. Reading this to me and automatically I think like this guy just does not want anything to do with her. Whereas like if I was telling you this, we would be like dissecting it every single thing. We'd be like, okay, what can we do? Like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I think
she's so in, like, as you're saying, like, she's living this right now. So it's hard, so hard to, like, take herself out of it and look from the outside in, which is, like, why, obviously, she's emailing us. But, yeah, I mean, all of the signs in this means that he just literally does not see anything. And the whole line where let's see this, just see where this goes.
I was just going to talk about that.
He's been letting you see where this goes for 10 years.
Like, which, girl, if you don't know where it's going.
You got to get the next bus out of rock bottom, okay?
Out. She needs to get on my bus.
Yeah. And you can be friends and stuff, but I think the point that you need to make with him, because right now it seems that you are kind of in control of the relationship, like in control of it. And so when you put yourself out there and when you like make the first move or like really flirtatious with him, like obviously you guys are going to fuck, but take a step back and like, would he do that for you? Probably not.
Yeah. I'm thinking when she goes on this, I wouldn't say anything to him just because like, what's even the point? I mean, I say that because I would definitely want to say something before I go just so that like everything's clear. But I think almost like you go on the trip and then you just don't have sex with him. You can talk to him and you can be friends, obviously, if you guys are in the same friend group, but like, I would not have sex with him. I would have a lot of self-control. Mm-hmm. That is so hard, especially when she said sexual chemistry is out of this world. She said that shit is A1.
Fucking A1.
I don't see this getting easier.
No. I mean, he's been stringing you along. From his point of view, I feel like all of this is just so convenient for him because you keep coming back even after he literally told you that, like, he doesn't want anything. So
exactly.
I think you're trying too hard for someone that in the end will not try
that
as hard for you.
Exactly.
And you know what you should do on this trip is re-friend zone him. Like, you guys started as friends. Then it was like a friend. This is why I always say this, like, don't hook up with your friend, your guy friends.
I know.
Unless it's like funny, drunk at a party, like whatever.
But see, I don't know. You always end with that. And I don't know what that means. What's the funny drunk hookup? What does that mean?
I mean, no, not like a hookup, but like if you're like, oh, kiss me.
What? No. Nobody's doing that. Just don't hook up with your guy friends. Like, I have, like,
just
my
don't.
Guy friends I would never hook up with.
No. I mean, me either. I never have. Never will. Never have, never will. I think you need to re-friend zone him, legit. And like Abby said, like, you don't need to tell him. Like, you don't have to text him right now and be like, I don't think it's a good idea for us to hook up on this and at the lake house or wherever the fuck you're going.
Yeah.
You just need to, like, make it known that you guys are just friends. Like, talk, laugh, but don't fuck.
Talk, laugh, but don't fuck.
Like, live, laugh, love.
Do not give that pussy up for free. This is the only time I will quote Steve Hardy. Wait, Hardy.
Hardy?
I love Steve Harvey. I can't get enough of him. Do not let that man near your cookie. Mm-mm. Don't. And that's
He's going to want it. He's going to want it. And this is our challenge to you, our assignment. Do not give up that cookie for a man who will not continue to buy those cookies. You know what I mean?
Buy them? No.
You know what I mean? Like, no. Well, not subscribe. I'm sorry, subscribe.
Oh, buy? Jesus Christ. She's not a prostitute.
She's not a hooker. Hey, she might be. And that's okay.
You're right.
Respect.
You're right.
Fucking
respect.
Has
this ever happened to you? Has a guy ever
friend-zoned me?
Yeah.
That I've been hooking up with?
I'm sorry. Is there tears?
No. We've just never made it that far. If that were going to be the case, it would just be a ghost situation from one end or the other.
Yeah, this is, these are tricky situations when you get friend-zoned because,
yeah.
Personally, if I was friend-zoned, the friend group would be broken up. Secrets would be spilled. There would be no more.
Sides would be taken. It's like full on like a war.
It's a divorce. It's a divorce.
And this, like, you refer to him as a hookup and a friend, and those two things will never mesh correctly together.
No.
He's either just a hookup or just a friend.
Yeah, and you're into him, so that's making it harder. We gotta get over him.
Yeah.
And that sucks. That sucks to hear, but...
It sucks, but there's something to learn. Like, honestly, like, whatever, you should, like, look at what you actually like about him, so then you can look for that in other guys with... Xing the friend zone situation, commitment
and
issues.
Honestly, yeah. And honestly, if you go out this weekend and you bring a guy back, smushroom. I love it.
Straight up smushroom.
Smushroom.
Like Snooki Vinny used to bring and Snooki. Guys-
Snooki used to bring guys home to make Vinny jealous. And it never worked because he doesn't give a fuck about her. Yes. But now you know. But now you know.
Now you know, but now you know. So that's what you do. Let's go full Snooki on him this weekend. And when you guys are away, bring home a rando, hook up with someone else. And hey, if he doesn't get jealous, now we just prove the point even more.
How we have a podcast for giving advice of what Snooki from the Jersey Shore would do, I don't know. I don't know. I'm scared.
Snooki for life, though. Great life lessons with her.
Yeah, she's been through a lot.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, friend zone the shit out of him. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. Let it
and
go.
And move along because hookup and friends, never. Okay, guys, it's that time of the week where we initiate a new member of our club.
It's that time of the month, guys. You got your period.
You got your
I'm
period.
I'm so disgusting.
Hey, it's me, Mother Nature. Me again.
It's me. What is it? The Crimson Tide or something like that? Hi, guys. It's me, the Crimson Tide.
What, the Crimson Chin from fucking Fairly Odd Parents?
That is it's not me. From Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah, it is. Look it up. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. We're initiating another member into our hot virgin club because we're not hot and we're...
Not virgins.
Except, like, technically, I'm kind of, like, born again since it's been so long, but that's besides the point.
Have you been doing Kegels? Be honest.
No,
like,
I've not
I'm
been
doing them
Kegels.
Right now.
Really?
Yeah. I can't talk and do
sell,
them, though.
Do you think they sell, like, Kegel equipment?
Yeah, I think so. I think you can put something in your vagina, definitely.
Hmm. And it just, what, strengthens the muscle down there?
Wait. Yeah. Well, I think it, like, maybe, like, when you are on the dick, when you're riding the dick, it
lets you like control
and then
it more.
You can like, no, but you know, when you like grip it,
yeah,
with, you like do the key, you know, when you like do the Kegel on the dick, that feels good. Not to me, but to him.
Got it.
Cause it's tough on me. And honestly, like I'm doing it right now and it's like tough, whatever. Anyway, girls, try that. That's a new tip.
Tips and tricks.
Kegels on the dick.
Abby's going to be a Kegel instructor.
I could. Okay, I'm going to read this.
Okay, great. Hot Virgin Club. Okay, yay.
Hi. So this isn't totally a Hot Virgins Club story because, well, this technically is not when I lost my virginity, but it was my first time with this person and is semi-virginity related. Basically, my sophomore year, I started casually seeing this guy from a friend group I hung out with fairly regularly. The first time we went to have sex, he stopped me and said, wait, this isn't your first time, right? And I said, no. If somebody asked me that, I'm sorry, pause. If somebody asked me that while I was experienced, I would be like, so you think I'm bad at sex?
Yeah.
The first time we had sex, he stopped me, whatever. The combo should have ended there, but he kept talking. He said, next time, oh my God. He next said, read. Yes, I would. I know. I shouldn't have. I am the kid who offers to read and can't read. He next said, yes, I was right. A friend of ours who will remain nameless owes me $50. So they were betting on your virginity. Okay. And actually your non-virginity. Okay. At this point, I was like, excuse me, did you just have a conversation in which you placed a bet on my virginity? And he said, yes, I knew you were too cute to be a virgin, which is really gross. Of course, I still slept with him, mistake number two, and we went on to enter what I thought was an exclusive situation for 5 months, but he showed up to a party at my house with quite possibly the largest hickey I've ever seen visibly on his neck. The hickey was not for me. Needless to say, I ended things the next day, and we will never be sleeping together again. Oh my God, I'm so bad at, oh my God. Needless to say, I ended things the next day and will never again be sleeping with someone who places bets on my virginity. Thanks for keeping me entertained during my weekly attempt to exercise. Love the podcast. I'm first of all, want to apologize for really stumbling through that. Second of all, thank you. Well, it was more to her, not to you. Second of all, I'm sick and I have a little story to tell.
This makes me ill.
It makes me ill because like guys definitely do this. So I was hanging out with all my friends last weekend and we found this game called Paranoia and everyone should play it. It's so good. You play it with like all your friend groups, like all your friends. And basically you turn to the person sitting next to you. You ask a question, not out loud, just to the person. And then the person you're asking says a name. Someone in the group, but you don't know the question. And then you flip like a bottle cap, whatever. And if it lands on heads, you say the question. If it lands on tails, you don't say the question. But like, it's like someone like will ask a question and then they'll be like, oh, definitely Abby. And I'm like, I'm sorry. What do you mean definitely? And then I'm like, they flip the coin and no question was heard. So then like, you know, later, whatever, or we're all talking. I figured out mine. Mine was who gives the best head, obviously. Oh. Knew it. And then they said, who would be the horniest after 2 weeks alone? Like, yeah, still me. And that's fine.
Yes, still you.
But like, this is such a crazy game to play because like,
yeah.
Some of the questions that people asked me and I had to say were like, who do you think has the most body count? Or like, who do you think like has the least body? Like they just like all these questions and it's so fun because like,
it's like literally you're talking shit on people right in front of them.
No,
and it's
literally.
Like that fucking coin determines whether or not you're going to hear them talking shit on you.
And like you can't say it. You cannot say it.
Even if it like doesn't flip on heads or whatever, like you can't say it.
So this reminds me of this because it's literally
placing bets.
It's literally placing bets.
Yeah.
This is the craziest thing I've ever heard though, this story.
It is. And also for $50, this is rude as fuck.
Yeah. $50 is kind of a lot.
Well, whatever. I guess it was for them.
It is for me. That's what sucks.
Like, also, I believe that, like, every guy has some sort of gambling addiction, whether it be sports, fucking casino, or, like, fucking shit like this. They have to bet on everything. Like, even when I would, like, play like board games or shit with like Monopoly with my brothers. They're always like, you want to put money up for this? I'm like, no, I don't want to put money on this.
No.
4 hour
my
Monopoly
dad,
game.
My dad
like,
goes
to
Atlantic City every month.
To gamble. Well, not recently, huh?
Yeah, he would get
this
corona.
Is fucked up. I would in the moment, honestly, if I'm being honest, I would probably still sleep with him.
Honestly, Taylor, and that was good. That was good self-awareness on your end.
Thank you. But I wouldn't again. It's a shame that you had to waste 5 months on this dude who cheated on you. Also, hickeys are disgusting.
Wait, what? I like them.
No, yeah, but when you're like prancing around with a huge one right here, I mean, come on. You're basically saying like, yeah, I fuck. Put it somewhere
like
where you can't see
do.
It. Put it somewhere where you can't see it.
Like where? On his penis hole? Like, I don't get it. Okay. Just ask
me.
Well, where?
Penis.
Tell me where.
On him. Well, on him. I'm talking about for a girl.
Oh, okay. Like your titties.
Essentially.
Actually, didn't. Never mind.
What?
I was going to say, I feel like I have this image of you with like a bunch of hickeys on your boobs, but maybe, no, I don't think it's you.
I don't think that was me like coming into the workplace with that.
I don't think it's you.
In like a cami crop top.
Yeah. I'm picturing like a cami crop top and you have hickeys all over your boobs. I don't know why. It's not you. I know exactly who. It's my roommate. So she'll listen to it.
Yeah. Great. Great. Yeah, this is fucked up. Also, when you say, I knew you were too cute to be a virgin. So wait, virgins are ugly? What?
I think what he's saying is, this bitch gets around, is how I took it.
Yes. Yeah, so when he says you're too cute to be a virgin, what he really means is it's rude.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of backhanded compliments. You're too cute to not get pounded every night is how I took it.
Like, I just can't. He's a little much. One time I was told when I went to school in Philly, someone said that I was too cute to be tased.
Okay.
No. I'm sorry. Shanked. Shanked was the word.
Okay. See, that's different.
That was a compliment because.
Who said that? Was it a police officer?
No, it wasn't. We were on the way to a party and it was just a passerby, like another student that I guess was maybe dangerous of some sorts, but he said...
Well, he clearly had a shank that he was going to use on someone, but he said, girl, you are too cute.
Not you, girl. You're cute, girl. Want to get a drink after this, girl? Because I'm not shanking you.
Do you want to get a drink after this? Wow. This is alarming. Everything's alarming in life.
But the only good thing about this is that you are now a part of the Hot Virgin Club.
You're part of it, baby. And nobody has beat the girl from 3 weeks ago, but somebody will. Somebody will come.
Someone will come along and knock her from we'll take the crown from her. And we love that. We love.
And we want the stories. We want the dirty details. So
we want the scandals. All of them, as gross as they may be, we are ready.
Also, we have a new Instagram.
Yes, we do.
You want to tell everyone? Because I don't know how to talk.
Okay. Well, we just made an Instagram account for this podcast specifically, and it is at Let Me Finish. Plain and simple.
So easy.
Let Me Finish. Like, if you're not already following, you probably are. Follow it.
Follow it. Follow us because we're thirsty.
Follow us because we're thirsty and you'll get the inside. You'll really experience who we are as people.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what we want. Today we posted a nice little snippet of us doing Kegels. No porn, just text.
No OnlyFans here. Nope.
Well.
Yeah, you're right. You might be on the verge of that, but hey. Great. We love that Hot Virgin story. And once again, guys, I am very, very highly, highly disappointed because no one has come up in weeks and roasted an ex. I'm getting all of these emails with advice you need because your ass was ghosted or Hot Virgin Club stories, which I love. I do. But where the fuck is the roasting of the exes?
Yeah,
because what Abby said last week, because you're probably back with them.
Yeah, that's true. You are. Quarantine and you're back with them and you're too embarrassed. But I want those dirty details. We're going to ask on our Instagram story. We're going to ask everywhere because I need to know.
Exactly. And that is all she wrote.
My friends, is all she wrote.
Just kidding. Rate, review, subscribe. Seriously, rate, review, and subscribe. And follow us on Instagram at Let Me Finish if you know what's good for yourself. Okay. Have a great 4th of July weekend. Be safe. Don't text your ex. Don't drop your phone in a body of water because you're all going
to
be splashing
out too hard.
Yes.
Text me if you need a ride.
Exactly. Or just someone to talk to. I don't know.
I don't know.
And we'll see you hoes next week.
Love you.
Love you,
Taylor. I love you.
I love you, Abby.
Betches.